This is the NOCN ESOL International Independent User Level B2 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. The listening examination will now begin. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. 1. Are you too cold? 2. I bought that coat I wanted in the sales. 3. The train fares are really expensive. 4. I really enjoyed my meal out with you. 5. Can I borrow your textbook, please? 6. I need to take 2 pairs of shoes. 7. Does she have 2 cats? 8. I have another driving lesson next Thursday. 9. We were thinking of going to see a film. 10. That was the worst meal I have ever had. Now listen to the sentences again. 1. Are you too cold? 2. I bought that coat I wanted in the sales. 3. The train fares are really expensive. 4. I really enjoyed my meal out with you. 5. Can I borrow your textbook, please? 6. I need to take 2 pairs of shoes. 7. Does she have 2 cats? 8. I have another driving lesson next Thursday. 9. We were thinking of going to see a film. 10. That was the worst meal I have ever had. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. You'll hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Hello, is there anyone in? Hello.
Hello. What are you doing in here? How did you get in?
I rang the bell 4 times, but got no answer. I then tried the door and it was open. I'm sorry to just walk in.
You gave me such a fright. Please do not let yourself into my home again. I've been waiting for this order for some time. It was due on Tuesday. I've been here all day.
My delivery sheet says it's today. That is why I kept trying the bell and then tried the door.
This is not good service. I'm sure the bell works and it is loud, so I should have heard it. I have 3 orders I'm waiting for. I was waiting for 5 last week, all Wednesday, and only 2 arrived, but on Friday, I was very irritated.
I apologise for that. Please sign here as I'm in a rush. I have 40 more deliveries to do before 5. I'm always rushing to get things delivered on time.
But that's not my problem. I'm only interested in my orders being delivered on time. My business depends on this. Let me just check this order. It should be 2 boxes, not 1. Where is the rest of my order?
This is all I was given from the depot.
No, this is not all the order. It was all ordered at the same time too. I don't believe it. I will have to speak to the company I ordered from. This is not acceptable. I'm very disappointed. I would like to make a complaint to the company.
I'm sorry. But yes, do speak to the company. I just delivered what I'm given. Try contacting the company on 0114 212 7777 or go online and request a callback.
I know, I'm not blaming you, but this is not a good service at all. Thank you for the information. I will call them this evening. I hope that the company can refund me or give me a discount to use in the future.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hello, is there anyone in? Hello.
Hello. What are you doing in here? How did you get in?
I rang the bell 4 times, but got no answer. I then tried the door and it was open. I'm sorry to just walk in.
You gave me such a fright. Please do not let yourself into my home again. I've been waiting for this order for some time. It was due on Tuesday. I've been here all day.
My delivery sheet says it's today. That is why I kept trying the bell and then tried the door.
This is not good service. I'm sure the bell works and it is loud, so I should have heard it. I have 3 orders I'm waiting for. I was waiting for 5 last week, all Wednesday, and only 2 arrived, but on Friday, I was very irritated.
I apologise for that. Please sign here as I'm in a rush. I have 40 more deliveries to do before 5. I'm always rushing to get things delivered on time.
But that's not my problem. I'm only interested in my orders being delivered on time. My business depends on this. Let me just check this order. It should be 2 boxes, not 1. Where is the rest of my order?
This is all I was given from the depot.
No, this is not all the order. It was all ordered at the same time too. I don't believe it. I will have to speak to the company I ordered from. This is not acceptable. I'm very disappointed. I would like to make a complaint to the company.
I'm sorry. But yes, do speak to the company. I just delivered what I'm given. Try contacting the company on 0114 212 7777 or go online and request a callback.
I know, I'm not blaming you, but this is not a good service at all. Thank you for the information. I will call them this evening. I hope that the company can refund me or give me a discount to use in the future.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Listen to conversation two. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. Then you have 2 minutes to check the answers. We are going to talk to John Bird about The Big Issue and how it all started. The Big Issue is a magazine written by professional journalists and distributed by people affected by homelessness. John, what gave you the idea of The Big Issue? Why did you start it?
In 1991, Gordon Roddick and I were concerned about the increasing number of homeless people. We believed the way to solving this problem was by helping people to help themselves. So we started The Big Issue. Sellers or vendors buy their magazines with their own money and sell them at their own profit or loss. Vendors buy copies for £1.25 and sell for £2.50. They are working, not begging. We currently work with around 2,000 vendors across the UK, offering them the opportunity to earn a legitimate income, to help them to help themselves.
Tell us more about The Big Issue.
The Big Issue magazine offers people affected by homelessness the chance to earn a legitimate income and is published in 4 continents and in multiple languages. Working alongside The Big Issue is The Big Issue Foundation. The Big Issue Foundation was set up in 1995 to give vendors support and services to help them overcome the issues that led to them becoming homeless. Since 1995, the Big Issue Foundation has provided support to help with issues including housing, health, finances, education and employment. Since the foundation started, we have achieved over 40,000 positive outcomes with our vendors.
And does the foundation give funding to sellers?
Yes, it certainly does. In 2014, nearly £11,000 was awarded to over 200 vendors through our support fund grants. Vendors also help with raising funds in return for the support and help they have had.
Now listen to the conversation again. We are going to talk to John Bird about The Big Issue and how it all started. The Big Issue is a magazine written by professional journalists and distributed by people affected by homelessness. John, what gave you the idea of The Big Issue? Why did you start it?
In 1991, Gordon Roddick and I were concerned about the increasing number of homeless people. We believed the way to solving this problem was by helping people to help themselves. So we started The Big Issue. Sellers or vendors buy their magazines with their own money and sell them at their own profit or loss. Vendors buy copies for £1.25 and sell for £2.50. They are working, not begging. We currently work with around 2,000 vendors across the UK, offering them the opportunity to earn a legitimate income, to help them to help themselves.
Tell us more about The Big Issue.
The Big Issue magazine offers people affected by homelessness the chance to earn a legitimate income and is published in 4 continents and in multiple languages. Working alongside The Big Issue is The Big Issue Foundation. The Big Issue Foundation was set up in 1995 to give vendors support and services to help them overcome the issues that led to them becoming homeless. Since 1995, The Big Issue Foundation has provided support to help with issues including housing, health, finances, education and employment. Since the foundation started, we have achieved over 40,000 positive outcomes with our vendors.
And does the foundation give funding to sellers?
Yes, it certainly does. In 2014, nearly £11,000 was awarded to over 200 vendors through our support fund grants. Vendors also help with raising funds in return for the support and help they have had.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast one. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Experts warn that watching too much TV could cause blood clots. Blood clots form when there is damage to the lining of a blood vessel and they can block veins and slow or stop the flow of blood. Sitting watching TV for 5 or more hours on average per day increases the risk of fatal blood clots by 100% compared with watching fewer than 2.5 hours a day. The 18-year study of more than 86,000 people found a level of risk normally associated with long-haul flying. Toru Shirakawa from the Department of Social Medicine at Osaka University in Japan, who led the research, said viewers should stand up occasionally and drink water during the time that they are watching television programs. In addition, a separate study found that a daily sleep lowers blood pressure and the chance of suffering a heart attack or stroke, while also cutting the need for blood pressure-reducing drugs. The Japanese research tracked 86,000 men and women aged between 40 and 79 for almost 20 years. Overall, those who watched an average of 5 or more hours of television a day had twice the risk of fatal clots than those who viewed less than 2.5 hours a day.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
Experts warn that watching too much TV could cause blood clots. Blood clots form when there is damage to the lining of a blood vessel and they can block veins and slow or stop the flow of blood. Sitting watching TV for 5 or more hours on average per day increases the risk of fatal blood clots by 100% compared with watching fewer than 2.5 hours a day. The 18-year study of more than 86,000 people found a level of risk normally associated with long-haul flying. Toru Shirakawa from the Department of Social Medicine at Osaka University in Japan, who led the research, said viewers should stand up occasionally and drink water during the time that they are watching television programs. In addition, a separate study found that a daily sleep lowers blood pressure and the chance of suffering a heart attack or stroke, while also cutting the need for blood pressure-reducing drugs. The Japanese research tracked 86,000 men and women aged between 40 and 79 for almost 20 years. Overall, those who watched an average of 5 or more hours of television a day had twice the risk of fatal clots than those who viewed less than 2.5 hours a day.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Listen to broadcast 2. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
1 billion Facebook users. Facebook saw 1 billion people access the site in August 2015, which is the most it has ever seen. Facebook started in the United States as a way for college students to stay in touch when they had left campus and has evolved since then to become one of the largest social networks in the world. Initially, the founders had limited the website's membership to Harvard University students, but later expanded it to other colleges. Since 2006, anyone who is at least 13 years old can become a registered user of the website, though the age requirement may be higher depending on relevant local laws. 1 in 7 people on Earth use Facebook to connect with their friends and family. In October 2012, the firm stated that 1 billion people had Facebook accounts, and earlier this year, it claimed that over half of the world's online users visited the site at least once a month. Facebook is launching new products and services and recently announced its new Facebook M, a virtual assistant. This new service sits within the Messenger application and puts together artificial intelligence technology with human trainers to complete tasks for the users. For example, sending messages or finding restaurants in the area.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
1 billion Facebook users. Facebook saw 1 billion people access the site in August 2015, which is the most it has ever seen. Facebook started in the United States as a way for college students to stay in touch when they had left campus and has evolved since then to become one of the largest social networks in the world. Initially, the founders had limited the website's membership to Harvard University students, but later expanded it to other colleges. Since 2006, anyone who is at least 13 years old can become a registered user of the website, though the age requirement may be higher depending on relevant local laws. 1 in 7 people on Earth use Facebook to connect with their friends and family. In October 2012, the firm stated that 1 billion people had Facebook accounts, and earlier this year, it claimed that over half of the world's online users visited the site at least once a month. Facebook is launching new products and services and recently announced its new Facebook M, a virtual assistant. This new service sits within the Messenger application and puts together artificial intelligence technology with human trainers to complete tasks for the users. For example, sending messages or finding restaurants in the area.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.